Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Bahrain in December.
What is important is that the entire society work together to achieve democratic progress. And I hope that is what will happen over the next years here in Bahrain.
If that's happening, it's not happening quickly enough for the people in Bahrain.
We call on restraint from the government to keep its commitment to hold accountable those who have utilized excessive force against peaceful demonstrators.
Hillary Clinton, yesterday. The United States watches as yet another autocratic Mideast ally uses violence on its people. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley joins us. How the U.S. government is managing the rapidly shifting political situation in a vital region. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 18th. John Hockenberry is out again. I'm joined by Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
Let's take a look at the top headlines this morning. In Bahrain, thousands of people are marching in the streets during funerals for victims of the government crackdown. Troops and tanks have locked down the capital of Manama, but they're not the tanks. The soldiers, I should say, are not moving to break up the protests at this time. In Libya, thousands of protesters and police clashed overnight in the eastern city of Benghazi. Our partner, the BBC, reports that security forces fired into the crowd, killing at least 15 people. This protester spoke to the BBC.
The demonstrations will continue. People are bringing tents to the streets to sleep in during the night. I'm not afraid of anything except God. I'm not even afraid of Gaddafi.
Funerals for those killed in recent fighting in Libya will be held today. That could act as a catalyst for more protests. Now in Yemen, the number and intensity of protests there is growing. Tens of thousands now on the streets of several cities across Yemen. A different atmosphere in Egypt, though, this morning. Cairo's Tahrir Square is once again an ocean of people, but this is a victory march. It's been a week since the popular revolution forced President Mubarak out and the people are celebrating. Opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei tells the BBC he hopes the large turnout will pressure the military for greater transparency.
All what we see is terse military bulletins every few days saying this is what's going to happen, this is what next week, this is what's going to happen the week after. But what is the roadmap? What is, you know, how we are going through the transition, which is crucial to the future? Nobody knows.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is putting aside money to help Egypt's transition.
We will be reprogramming $150 million for Egypt to put ourselves in a position to support the transition there and assist with their economic recovery.
And we will actually be speaking to State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley in just a moment to get more details about what's going on in the Middle East. In the meantime, 20,000 protesters have been swarming in an American capital, Madison, Wisconsin. It's a battle over union rights. They're protesting a Republican effort to take away collective bargaining rights for unionized public employees. And while the Democrats are outnumbered in the state Senate, the Democrats have left the state to avoid the vote and prevent the measure from passing. Demonstrators say Walker's cuts, that would be the Governor Walker, go too far, and the Democratic senators will not return, they say, till Republicans are willing to reconsider the legislation. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow starts at 12,318, the S&P at 1,340. The Nasdaq will open at 28.31. Well, later on this morning, we will give you an update as we head into the weekend on what movies you should catch and which you should avoid. But first, the news in Bahrain, a lot of consequences for us here in the United States. We're going to talk about American businesses, economic investments in that country. It is a banking center. The Fifth Fleet has a base in Bahrain. So we're joined by the State Department's P.J. Crowley. He'll explain the U.S. diplomatic role, not just in Bahrain, but in all of the pro-democracy demonstrations and protests going on throughout the Middle East.